tucked away in Old Town, off of Gibbon Street, sits an enduring black enclave whose founders were some of the first African-American men to work for the federal government. Men with character.
Y'all are terrible, man.
It's just after 9:30 p.m., and the Departmental Progressive Club has just wrapped up its business meeting. Everyone's affable, but the ability for African-Americans to congregate before the end of segregation was a hardship. Yet, on September 27th, 1927, they did just that.
If we had the time to look at the record, it would clearly show that this club and its members are a part of the city of Alexandria.
Lawrence Robbie Robinson says he's cherished his 50 years of fellowship and commitment to community and wouldn't trade it for the world.
My name is Jim Henson. I joined the club with Robbie in August of 1967. I was just so impressed about the purpose of the club, to build character, provide recreation, because in 1927, African Americans didn't have many places to go.
And it's all thanks to seven young men who started off as elevator operators, clerks, and messengers.
In my research, when I look at various social clubs and labor organizations in African American life, you see a lot of distinctions.
Claudrina Harold is a professor of African American studies and history at the University of Virginia. She says African Americans created enclaves in the late 19th century with academic excellence in mind.
There was an educated elite. There was Virginia Union University, which was founded in 1865, which was an intellectual hub for African Americans in Richmond.
Harold's research shows it took longer to gain footing at white colleges like the University of Virginia because those campuses lacked cultural diversity. That is, until the arrival of predominantly black fraternities and sororities in 1973.
Within a span of 5 years, you begin to see the Divine Nine come to the University of Virginia. And it's extremely important because black students had a lot of anxieties, a lot of fears, and a lot of disappointments about culture in terms of ensuring that black students have connections to the local black community.
There was 25 of us. And so between Radford and Virginia Tech, the women decided that we wanted to have something that would bring us all together.
That's Maria Crenshaw. She's one of the chartering members of Alpha Kappa Alpha's Theta Chi chapter at Radford University. Crenshaw says she joined Alpha Kappa Alpha, or AKA, to pay it forward so younger women wouldn't experience hostility while attending school. She says the sisterhood forged at Radford still pays dividends, including the time she missed her bus in the Virginia Beach area.
This soror was across the street getting gas, and she saw my Launching New Dimension scarf, and she goes, "You have to be an AKA. Soror, I don't know who you are, but you look like you need a ride. Would you like to have a ride?" I said, "Yes, thank you very much." Didn't know her, never met her, and it just feels so good that somebody is willing to help you just because you are a member of this organization.
Whether located in Northern, Southwest, or Central Virginia, enclaves for African Americans were created to establish a sense of community. This holds true for our country's oldest black sorority and Alexandria's oldest private club. I'm Jason Fuller.